The discussion that's being discreetly ignored in the spate of articles about this supposed reinvention of business is economics itself, and the concept, therefore, at its core, value. Economics being, at base, a value-assigning mechanism. But to say this is also to say that economics is a rank-assigning mechanism, and though the main one, not the only one, education is a big one, and will, I believe, should powers will prevail, swell in importance as it steps up to preserve, if it can, class, and then they hope supplant it, i.e. that education could serve as exclusive means to determine rank, when wage is passé, and serve to keep us divided and prevented from uniting. And no doubt we'll have to discuss the plans of power to supposedly rule by merit, as it may be for some counterintuitive to challenge it. We learned from Marilyn Waring that value is in the eye of the beholder, and from Bentham that power plans to be the single eye we see through by means of his panopticon. Power's dream to keep us asleep, to keep us hypnotized, is to be for every human being the single dazzling eye that awes us by being or seeming all-seeing, the sun to which we rise that calls us to our labors, gives us light and the food that feeds us, gives us our every thought to think, becoming, in short, our everything. Now, until very recently, this is a description that fit the economy. But in this wake-up moment for the people globally, power has decided, too late, we hope, in all humility, to toss off that robe and reveal itself in all its golden wisdom and all-seeingness and benevolence. I mean, they are the A-team, as the economists told us, the misunderstood ones. And despite our obliviousness, they must save us. They must step up. There's a crisis. And though their motives may be misjudged and they may be abused by some, the ungrateful ones, as the rest hang back and are helpless, only they can do what needs to be done. There remains merely the anointment. So, purse bulging, he convenes groups of experts, all eager to please that bag and to get written up in the papers as the ones who are saving the planet.